It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. China is calling for a new global currency controlled by the International Monetary Fund, stepping up pressure ahead of a London summit of global leaders for changes to a financial system dominated by the U.S. dollar and Western governments. The comments in an essay by the Chinese central bank governor released late yesterday reflects Beijing's growing assertiveness in economic affairs. China is expected to press for developing countries to have a bigger say in finance when leaders of the Group of 20 major economies meet April 2nd in London to discuss the global crisis. China says the new currency would let governments manage their economies more efficiently because its value would not be influenced by any one nation's need to regulate its own finance and trade. China holds an estimated $1 trillion in U.S. treasuries and other U.S. government debt. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 76.85, is down 90 points. The NASDAQ at 15.33 is down 22. And the S&P 500 at 810 is down 12 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You can get the opening and closing market prices and analysis by telephone twice daily at 10:15 a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. We update the market analyst portal. Call 217-333-3434 and keep up with the markets on the go, in the fields, away from your computer, wherever you are. The number 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And first off, we have a weather situation developing across the Midwest where we have a major winter storm, blizzard-like conditions, in fact, blizzard conditions moving across the far northern portion of the Corn Belt through the Dakotas, and that will compound the flooding situation in the Red River Valley and western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, and that storm system will be working its way to the east, bringing some more potential flooding precipitation or compounding the flooding situation across northern Illinois, northern Indiana over the next couple days. Meanwhile, we're going to have a threat of severe storms across the mid-south and into the southeastern states, and much below normal temperatures will stick around in the plain states for much of the work week. So it's really a precarious situation across the upper Midwest, with the outlook looking at frequent rain events and flooding in many areas over the next 2 weeks. Serious and possible record flooding will expand in the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt, again, especially in the Red River Basin, where significant snowpack has recently melted, and they are looking at not only rain coming into the eastern Dakotas right now, but snow, which has amounted to more than 40 inches in some of the hilly areas in the western Dakotas. So just a nasty situation going on there. High temperatures for the next week in the north will be confined to the 30s to the 50s on most days. There will be some 20s for high temperatures across North Dakota today through Friday. Highs in the south will generally be in the 50s and 60s, some 70s near and south of the Ohio River today, and then 40s filling in the area for Friday and Saturday in the west, and some 40s Sunday in the east. In the delta in the southeast, just some light showers brought less than a tenth of an inch of rain to parts of northeastern Florida yesterday, and the remainder of the southeast and delta experienced mainly dry weather. Favorable conditions for field work, with high temperatures generally in the 70s in most areas, a few 60s and even a few 50s in North Carolina and Virginia. Lows this morning were in the 30s and 40s in the Carolinas, 50s and 60s elsewhere. The forecast will be turning wetter from the Delta through northern Georgia this week. Several rounds of heavy rain will affect the Delta today through Friday, and locations from eastern Mississippi through northern Georgia tonight through Sunday. Flooding will occur in many locations in the region, and some newly planted corn likely to be washed out. There will be a brief break from the precipitation this weekend into early next week before two more rounds of rain affect the Delta in the southeast through the first days of April. Most locations will be too wet for field work during the next couple weeks. A period of warm, dry weather will be needed in April to ensure that planting does not fall too far behind in that area. South America, the environment for the next week to 10 days in Argentina will favor crop maturation and the harvest progress. The late season double crop soybeans continuing in need of greater rain despite the beneficial moisture that fell in some areas during the weekend and in through yesterday morning. And in Brazil, heavy rainfall fell in central Goiás yesterday with 1 to 4.5 inches. Through early morning today. The next week's weather will generate additional rainfall across Brazil, and central and northern areas will be the wettest. Delays in harvest will be most significant in the north, and a close monitoring of the situation will be needed. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 6.02, down 2 last trade, down 4.75 July. 6.13 and a quarter, down 1.5, last trade down 4.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.51 and 3 quarters, up 2.5, last trade down 2.25. July, 5.64 and a quarter, up 2.5, last trade down 1.75. May corn opened at 3.95.5, unchanged, last trade up 0.5. July, 4.06, unchanged, last trade up 0.5. December, 4.27, down 0.25, last trade up 1. May beans opened at 9.56.5, up 1, last trade up 7.5. July, 9.52, unchanged, last trade up 6.75. November, 8.96, up 0.5, last trade up 2.5. May soybean meal opened at 2.98.50, up 10, last trade up 2.60. May soybean oil open at 33.26, up 16, last trade down 3. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
I'm beginning to get the idea, based on how the price action went yesterday, that the balance of the week could be kind of a choppy affair.
Yeah, I think it could be. We have the report coming out next week from today that it's going to give possible acreage that are to be planted, and that's got people either getting in or getting out ahead of it after yesterday's highs in the early 10 minutes and then backing off the rest of the day. And then with the outside markets back and forth after yesterday, it just feels like it could be choppy all today and tomorrow.
Seems like a place to keep an eye on is around the 100-day moving average.
That's not bad. There are people in the corn saying breakout below 24 or above 34. That was kind of the high to down to where we were at one time yesterday. And the beans are still worried about old crop people buying still from us because they won't out of Argentina, and then new crop too many more acres.
So what do you think the traders are thinking, beans versus corn? Buy old crop beans on the break and sell new crop beans on rallies?
They're looking at that on beans, and on corn they're looking at either taking profit. We've had corn up 60 cents in the last 10-15 days, and or getting placed for a lot lower acreage. But everybody doesn't agree with that lower acreage. You've got estimates all the way from unchanged acreage to 4 million less acres of corn. If we had 4 million less acres of corn, that should make corn pop. But if we have unchanged acres, we might have seen the bounce for a while.
That number is really going to be a snapshot. The final could really be quite a bit different than this end of the month report, could it not?
It could be because of the planting progress. We've got some in the south started, but through the Midwest, what are we going to have for weather to get planting done? Right now, we've got three fronts one that just went through, two more coming in the next 10 days, bringing more moisture to especially the northern end of the Corn Belt.
Do you think that enough has been done on the board that if the weather is favorable, people will favor planting corn?
I think in the good soils, yes.
Mm-hmm. And on the fringes, still the beans?
On the fringes, still the beans, just due to the factor of what's the possibility and yield in the good soils versus the fringes.
Let's get your calls then.
Calls today are mixed on corn up 1 to down 1, wheat down 2 to 4, and beans up 2 to 6.
And livestock?
Livestock were mixed on both cattle and hogs. Cattle have a little bit better upside possibility than hogs. Hogs were beat up yesterday, but still have problems going higher.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.